Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. Our condolences to all the believers all across the world upon the martyrdom anniversary of the Commander of the Faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. In order to talk about this great persona of Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam, we invited Sheikh Muhammad Hussein to the studio to speak with us again about this personality of Imam Ali, especially on these days where we commemorate the martyrdom of His Eminence. Let's go ahead and welcome our guest, Sheikh Muhammad Hussein. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show.
Wa alaikum salam, Sayyid Shahriyar, and thank you for inviting me to this show. It's always a pleasure to come here and share some thoughts with the dear believers. Firstly, I'd like to offer my heartfelt condolences to them as well on the death anniversary of our great Mawla, the first Imam, the one who was so loved and appreciated by our dear Prophet, peace be upon him, Imam Ali alayhi salam. So usually people would speak a lot about the history of this great personality and the things that happened during his life.
Right.
Now, we know a lot about the history of this great man. You know, it has been repeated so often. But what he actually said before he left this world, I think sometimes is overlooked. Because he left some really valuable gems with us in the form of Najul Balagha.
Right.
He left some sermons and some sayings that I think we don't, us as Muslims, as believers, as those who call themselves the followers of Ali, I think unfortunately we don't pay it much attention. Similarly with the book called Sahifa As-Sajidiyya. But since today we commemorate the death of Imam Ali alayhi salam, I'd like to just list one of these hadiths from that great book called Najul Balagha. And this is from hadith number 31, where Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he was asked about faith. You know, he was asked, what is Iman?
What is Iman?
And he responded really profoundly. He gave a really profound answer.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said, the holy Imam, he said that Iman is based on four things.
Iman is based upon four
on
things.
So basically, if a person struggles to practice these four things, then that will ensure that their iman is sturdy.
Mm-hmm.
It's built on a firm foundation. So the hadith basically goes like this: Al Iman ala arba da'aim.
Mm-hmm.
That Iman is based on four things, you can say four pillars.
Right.
And those four things was ala sabr,
mm-hmm.
ala jihad, ala adl, and mm-hmm. ala yaqeen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first one being patience,
yes.
Then conviction or yaqeen, then adl, which is justice as we know, and jihad, which is the struggle in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
So basically, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he went to explain, and the narrators of this hadith, they also expanded these four pillars for us to understand a bit more what they meant. So the first one being sabr, meaning that when we are faced with difficulties in this life,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Imam is advising us to have patience
right.
in the face of difficulty.
Right.
Okay, so this patience then become part of our faith. Now, some people may think that, okay, the Imam is said to be patient, meaning just sit back and not to do anything to progress
sure.
yourself in life.
Sure.
But this is not what the Imam meant when he said, have patience, meaning have patience when we are faced with difficulties, because in this life, as we know, we will be faced with difficulties. So that was the first thing, having patience, sabr. And the second...
Before we go to the second thing, I think the bab or the chapter of sabr is really something that is, I mean, is very vast, right?
Exactly.
It's interesting. So Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he has this whole book which he speaks about patience and he speaks about sabr, right? It's very interesting. I believe it's translated in English as well, where he explains that as compared to the common view that sabr and patience means to just kind of stand there and take the punches, in reality the correct definition of sabr in the Quranic sense and in the real Islamic sense is to be steadfast, right?
Exactly.
Is to be patient upon these trials and to continue to put up a fight, to be strong, to be resilient, to weather the storm and to stand tall, you know? It's interesting in the teachers of akhlaq and the moral, ethical, spiritual teachers, they talk about the different kinds of sabr. And in you know, one instance is the sabr or the patience to obey the commandments of Allah.
Okay.
You know, and the ita'at of Allah is one kind of sabr. And then there's another kind of sabr, which is to refrain from sinning.
Okay.
To be patient against refraining from sinning. I just wanted to add those points in there before we went to the next part.
Ahsan. Yes, the bab, as you said, of sabr is so vast that we can have an entire episode just speaking of patience. But just to continue listing those four things that Amir al-Mu'mineen said comprises of our faith, the second one being al-yaqeen,
right,
which is translated as conviction. Mm-hmm. So there comes a point in the believer's life where they're searching for the truth. You know, most of us, we, alhamdulillah, have been born into this religion. Our parents passed down this religion onto us. But do we have the yaqeen that we're really on the straight path? Do we have that 100% certainty that what we believe in is correct? You know, and not just following blindly because of what our parents passed down to us. And unfortunately, this is something that is across all religions, not just in the religion of Islam. You look at some of our brothers in Christianity and Hinduism, whatever religion, they just continue the tradition or the family tradition.
Blindly following.
Exactly. But Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's telling us that no, although we have been blessed to be born into the Ja'fari school of thought, alhamdulillah, it's still our duty and our responsibility to go out there and search for the knowledge to strengthen our mind, to strengthen our conviction onto, is this thing really real? Is this the real deal, what we are practicing? And not just, you know, repeating what people have said, repeating what the history books have said, but we actually have that faith in our heart that this is the correct path. So the second one being conviction, which is made up of our iman. Once we get that 100% certainty, then our iman becomes strong as well.
Right.
Okay, so that was two things that we listed, sabr and yaqeen.
And yaqeen.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, sorry, I wanted to,
yeah,
to
I know
add
you
a little,
say something about
yeah,
that.
Just add a little bit on the yaqeen aspect. You know, yaqeen and certainty and conviction, right? We've been taught in the Hawza and the Islamic seminaries that it has I would say unlimited levels.
Okay.
Right? So there isn't like a certain roof on yaqeen. So the very famous example is the iman or the yaqeen of Salman, you know, Muhammadi versus Abu Dhar Ghaffari,
yes,
right? There are different levels of yaqeen, and then the Holy Prophet and the Imams, and then, for example, you know, me, the common person. So it's interesting, it's something that I think people should constantly be increasing. And the higher the level of yaqeen goes, the higher the level of faith, as Imam Ali alayhi salam said.
Ahsan, well done, Saeed. So the last two, Saeed, are really interesting points that the Imam brought up, because the first one being al-adl, which is justice as we know, and the fourth one being jihad. Now these two things, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, strengthens our faith. But if we analyze these two things, they are also part of our usul-e-deen and our furu-e-deen. They are part of the usul-e-deen, which adl is one of them, justice. Justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
And Amir al-Mu'mineen, he relates that to our faith as well, for us to have that sort of justice as well, which is really interesting, because us as human beings, sometimes we can get carried away when things are going on in our favor. Sometimes we neglect those who are less fortunate than us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a friend may do something to us and we may not be able to judge correctly between that situation. So Amir al-Mu'mineen is telling us that we should practice this adl in our life, have justice in no matter what the circumstance is. You know, even if you have to go against someone that you love, someone who you may think you don't want to have bad terms with, Amir al-Mu'mineen say, no, you have to have that justice because the justice stands on the truth.
Right.
I don't know if you want to just
yeah,
speak on the
I hope,
well.
Yeah, I hope yeah. it doesn't bother you that no, I keep no on problem. Adding a point here yeah, and there.
So we are both students of the house.
Yeah,
also.
Mashallah. The justice thing I do, well, because when you were talking about it, it kind of directly I went to this idea where, so we have Sila Rahim, right? This
right.
Bringing close the kindred and the
yes,
relations and the family members, right? So we've been taught in these, you know, spiritual, social, ethical, these ethical circles that Sila Rahim, this, excuse me, strengthening the bonds of familial relations is much easier when the other person is very nice and kind and, you know, lovable.
Yes. Exactly.
You know, but the Sila Rahim really comes into play when the other person is not so lovable.
Okay.
I mean, people aren't perfect, right? Everybody has their small, you know, flaws and faults, and sometimes that might frustrate us. But it is precisely in that situation where we should have Sila Rahim and strengthen those bonds between our family members and our friends, etc. So, like you said, with justice,
yeah.
You know, it's very easy to be just with somebody who is, you know, I guess who's just, but, you know, to be just in a situation when, for example, you know, things are going our way,
yes.
or we have power,
exactly.
right? One of the interesting examples is when somebody gains power, then there sometimes is a tendency to become unjust.
Yes.
You know, which, I don't know, bringing it back to Imam Ali, is something that we witness when he didn't have this governmental authority, he was still incredibly just.
Yes.
And then when he goes and does gain governmental authority, he's just as just as he was in the previous
times. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you brought up his the governmental thing, because when he was in power, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was faced with a lot of these situations, because people will come to him. I remember there's this example when his brother Aqil came to him for some assistance.
Right.
And his brother was saying, you know, you are the governor now, you have this power, you know, so help me with some financial assistance,
right.
some
right.
money from the Baytul Mal. And as the saying goes, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he took that rod and put it in the fire. And he asked his brother if he wants him to burn him with it, if I narrated correctly,
right.
but it was something to this extent.
Right.
And his brother said, no, definitely, this will bring me a lot of pain. And Amir al-Mu'mineen says, well, taking money from the Baytul Mal, unjustly and illegally, will also, you know, cause me to go to the hellfire, which is
right. yeah.
much more stronger than this man-made fire, on this earthly fire. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, you see, even with his own brother, his own blood, he was willing to, you know, not to go to those extent to assist.
Become unjust.
Exactly, to become unjust. You know, he practiced that adalat even with his family members. Even if that meant, you know, breaking some sort of
right.
family
yeah.
ties, you know, but he knew that the akhirat was not worth compromising for this dunya. So we spoke about the third pillar that Amir al-Mu'mineen said will bring our faith into a strong position.
Yes.
And the fourth one, as I said, was really interesting, because this is jihad, which is part of our furu'iddin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists the ten things of our furu'iddin, or the branches of religion. But here Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying, okay, jihad, or struggling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will definitely strengthen your faith, your iman. Now, jihad, as we know, has so many different branches, so many different angles that you can look at jihad from. You know, some people think that, okay, jihad is just to go out there and fight the enemy and fight in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, the enemies of Islam, this is the way they translate the word jihad. As fighting, you know, sometimes when your friends, maybe from the West, they ask you, Saeed, are you going to do jihad? You know, are you going to, like, if you're going to go to war, masalan. You know, I remember I had some friends back home, they would be like, you're a Muslim, are you going to do jihad?
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to take a step back and see the real meaning of jihad, where jihad could mean just the internal struggle, the struggle with your nafs,
yeah.
Right. You know, and this is actually, as we know, as Muslims, that this is the greatest jihad. You know, so anyone can go out and pick up a gun and go fight the enemy and get killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, I'm not saying it's an easy thing, it's a difficult thing to give up your nafs. But to fight against your nafs, to fight against the nafsul lawama, the nafsul amara, the internal shaitan, because shaitan is always, you know, surrounding us from front, from back, from left and right, for us to deviate from the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Just, you know, really quickly, Sheikh Mohammed Hussain, I want to kind of add something in there, because this idea of jihad is something that is quite misrepresented, and it is given a very negative connotation.
Yes.
by the enemies of Islam, for lack of a better word, right? This mass media propaganda and jihadi, where, as you very, you know, eloquently put that, the first level of this, well, let's go back from even the first level, excuse me, of what jihad means. So it comes from the root word, the root letters jahada.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this translates into struggle.
Yes.
You know, or a difficult, a hard struggle, an endeavor, you know. And so now you take that word and then you add certain levels to it, right? We call it the Jihad-e-Akbar, but at the same time, this Jihad-e-Akbar, or this great jihad, is the struggle against the self, which is at the same time the first struggle.
Yes.
Right, to be a good human being, to follow the commandments of Allah, to refrain from committing sins, again, to be a good human being, be noble, be righteous, be just, and then you continue on. So, right, so for example, jihad fi sabilillah, jihad, struggle, this endeavor, this effort, for the sake of Allah, on the path of Allah, right? You know, it says, you know, via your lives, via your wealth,
yes,
right? Via your property, via even your status, your position, you know, if you help other people.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the different levels. And yes, the most ultimate level of this struggle on the path of Allah for the sake of Allah is when you give your life up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even here, I will, you know, very quickly, I make two different branches. One is that your whole life you continue to struggle for the sake of Allah, on the path of Allah, jihad fi sabilillah.
Okay.
But another, and then you die a normal death,
okay,
right? But the other one is when you're martyred,
mm-hmm,
right? So you fight on the path of Allah, you struggle on the path of Allah, you know, and then the enemies eventually realize that you are too powerful as an individual, or you're too much of an influencer, which, for example, we see with Shahid Qasim Soleimani, right?
Okay.
So once they realize that there was no other way to prevent this individual from being so influential in the Muslim world and even in the non-Muslim world, you know, they drone-striked him, murdered him, and assassinated him. So this, yes, this jihad, again, as you were talking about, Imam Ali alayhi salam being one of the pillars of iman. Please continue.
Yeah, so that was the final pillar listed by Imam Ali alayhi salam. Just to recap four of them, the first one being al-yaqeen. No, the first one being al-sabr, then al-yaqeen,
patience,
then
yaqeen,
justice, and then jihad.
Patience, conviction, and justice and jihad.
And yeah, the jihad, struggling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are not easy tasks for any believer to undertake, but it's not impossible.
Right.
You know, the religion of Islam, it's not a difficult religion. But you have to put some effort there to reach a certain level and to maintain that level.
Right.
And this is all the Imam is asking of us to do, to put some effort, some talash, a bit of work.
Not just a bit of jihad.
A bit of jihad, exactly.
Struggle, yeah.
Accent. You know, and hope, inshallah, that we secure our hereafter by doing these four things in this life, in this temporary life, that will ensure that we have the iman that will secure our hereafter in the next life, inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you very much, Sheikh Mohammed Hussain, for coming here and honoring us with your words and your wisdom on this martyrdom anniversary of the Commander of the Faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Allah bless you and yours. And thank you, dear viewers, again for joining the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. And of course, our condolences to all of you, wherever you are, on the martyrdom anniversary of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.